With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The death count in Texas now stands at 82.
Governor Greg Abbott.
Every minute counts, which is why there's people in the air, people in the water, people on the ground right now, because they're looking to save every last life, and we will not give up that effort.
Abbott declaring Sunday a day of prayer for the state, the federal government promising to help Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem.
The federal government needs to be here for the support and extra resources on the ground as well, and that is what we are doing.
The fast-moving waters rose 26 feet on the Guadalupe River in just 45 minutes. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he plans to visit Texas later this week. He said he chose not to visit over the weekend for fear of getting in the way of recovery efforts. Listeners who wish to help in the disaster rescue effort can make donations at SalvationArmyTexas.org. President Trump says he signed letters to 12 countries going out today with take-it-or-leave-it tariff offers. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says tariffs that were paused for negotiations will take effect August 1st. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the liberal media is determined to present the attack on Iran as a failure.
To do any real actual assessment, you would have to go into those bunkers at Fordo and Isfahan and examine them, not just engage in some guesswork, not just use camera footage. To my knowledge, it's very hard to get into those underground bunkers, if you know what I mean.
He says the mission was successful.
The Ayatollah sued for peace after 12, 30,000-pound bombs got dropped on their underground nuclear bunker. And Donald Trump, who has access to the best intelligence in the world, and Benjamin Netanyahu are both saying that it has been a smashing success, severely degraded Iran's nuclear ambitions.
This is SRN News. Russia's persecuting people of faith, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says ever since the invasion of Ukraine, Russian forces have been carrying out a campaign of intimidation and harassment against clergymen and congregations in the annexed territories. The commission says Russia has jailed and tortured a number of religious leaders and closed down many churches. Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox Church of Ukraine pastors and laymen have been targeted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds 45% of adults oppose religious exemptions for childhood vaccines that are required for students attending public schools. 25% are in favor, 30 are neutral. Most adults also say freedom of religion is extremely or very important to the United States' identity as a nation. And people are evenly divided on tax-funded vouchers that help parents pay for tuition for children to attend private or religious schools instead of public schools. This is SRN News. Another attack on international shipping. Donna Warder has more on the story.
A ship in the Red Sea was set on fire by a series of attacks Sunday night. It then took on water, forcing its crew to abandon ship. It's the first serious assault on a vital corridor for trade after a months-long campaign by Yemen's Houthi rebels. And suspicion has fallen on the Houthis for this latest attack. Houthi media reported on the attack but didn't claim responsibility. Meanwhile, in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, thousands of Houthi supporters gathered in the streets chanting death to America and death to Israel. The attack comes at a sensitive moment in the Middle East, right before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to the White House to discuss a possible ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNNews.com.